important for them too, as we want to encourage your entire families to be a part of this thing of faith promise giving for world evangelism. We want them too to have a passion to see God use them to send the gospel to the ends of the earth and take salvation to the ends of the earth. Genesis chapter 22, if you'd look there with me. Genesis chapter number 22, and the title of the message is Your Faith Promise Offering. Your Faith Promise Offering. We're going to make it very simple, very clear, and I want to try to give you some pointers from the scripture this morning to help you to know how to prepare this week and how to pray this week and how to see what God can do through you and understand really what your faith promise offering is about and how God will do it through you. So let's stand together and look at these scriptures. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22, let's stand if you're physically able to. And we'll read verses 1 down through verse 18 just so we see the whole story together. And you can have it in your heart. Genesis chapter 22, and we'll read verses 1 through 18. The Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said," here's God now speaking back to Abraham, okay? "He said, Take thou thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, his donkey, and took two of the young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." Worship. It's about worshiping the Lord. "And come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of his of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Dad, where's the lamb? We've got the wood, we've got the fire, where's the lamb?" Verse 8, "And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, then in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice." Let's pray together. Ask God to speak to you and help you to understand this truth this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. I do thank you, Lord, for this powerful story we have in the Bible that illustrates faith in God, that illustrates a man's obedience to what God asks him to do. And Lord, use this story to teach us the truth about faith promise, a faith promise giving, a faith promise offering, as we see Abraham making an offering unto the Lord. Please teach us what you want us to understand. Give us a burdened heart to reach this world. Help us to care like you care, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. God told Abraham here in this passage to go to Mount Moriah to sacrifice. God wanted Abraham to give his son as an offering to God. And Moriah ended up becoming an incredible place for Abraham. an incredible place for Isaac, where, of course, it would be a great memory. God did a wonderful thing there for them on that day. What happened that day, I'm sure, would stay in his heart for the rest of his life. Here Abraham was not only asked to give an offering, it was because of that experience that he learned a valuable lesson about the miraculous provision of God and the blessing of God in his life. And I believe his faith in God was strengthened, and I believe his faith in God grew and rose to greater heights. From this powerful story that we just read, I want to share with you this morning, very simple, 73 points about how to understand and make our faith promise offering, okay? 73, not quite, but close. Now, I want to share with you very simply how to understand, how to make, how to pray about our faith promise offering for world missions. Number one this morning, it is between you and God. It is between you and God. There's no place on this card for your name. The promise that you're going to make is to the Lord. It's not to me. It's not to our church. Our promise is to the Lord. Our commitment is to the Lord. And the Lord will know if we keep it or not. But we should, of course, take that seriously. But understand, it's between you and the Lord. It's something that the Lord is laying on your heart and going to lay on your heart what he wants you to do and your willingness to say, God, I trust you. I'll obey you. What you're asking me to do, I want to do it. Well, I will do it. In Genesis 22 there, in verse number 1, it said, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now, it's tempting in the sense of that word that means testing in the Bible. God was testing Abraham. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that God never tempts us to evil, right? So he wasn't tempting him to do wrong. He was testing him. He was testing him. God wanted to test Abraham's faith. God wanted to test Abraham's obedience. God did tempt Abraham, and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. What's taking place here is a conversation between God and Abraham. What's taking place here is something that is between the heart of God and the heart of Abraham. And I want to tell you this morning that your faith promise offering, it will be a test of your faith. It's not something that the pastor is asking us to do. It's not something that the church is asking us to do. It's something that God is going to ask you to do. And I want you to see it as a test of your faith and a test of your obedience and you learning to pray and seek God and ask him and let God show you and speak to your heart about what he wants. It is something that is completely between you and God, what you do. What you do and the amount you do, it's between you and God. Number two, you should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. Okay, I said number one, it's between you and God. Number two, you should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. Pray and ask God to tell you. Again, the Bible said this, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Abraham said, behold, here I am. Okay, I'm listening, God. Here I am. What do you want? God, you're speaking to me? Okay, God, I'm listening. Behold, here I am. And he said, now God speaking says, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. God speaks to Abraham. Abraham says, okay, God, I'm listening. What do you want? Here I am. What are you telling me, Lord? What do you want? And God says, I want you to take your son. I take your son. I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to give something. Listen, you should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. When God tries to speak to your heart, will you say, God, here I am. I'm listening. I'm listening. Show me what you want, Lord. Be willing to listen. Be willing to listen. Your faith promise offering, it's not about you figuring something out. Well, I can figure it out, and I can figure out here's my income, and here's my budget, and this and that. And no, I want you to pray and ask God, God, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want? What do you want me to do to help send salvation to the ends of the earth? What do you want me to do to help spread the good news to the ends of the earth? Show me, Lord, what you want me to do. You should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. You know, it's not like the tithe. You know, we can look at the Bible and we can see, you know, God has this for Christians to do, and that's just something we're commanded to do. But this faith promise offering for world missions, there's not some specific thing where God says, okay, here's your income, you should give this much or this percentage of it. No, it's a matter of you need to pray, you need to seek the Lord, you need to listen to God, and God say, and say, God, show me what you want, tell me what you want, put on my heart what you want me to do. And you can do as much or as little as God wants you to do. God will help you to do it. It's between you and God. You should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. Here's number three. Your faith promise offering should be given through the church. Should be given through the church. Look at verse number two. The Bible says, and he said, God's instructions now. Abraham's listening and God's saying, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one, upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Moriah, God told him to go to a specific place. God told him, you're going to take it to a specific place. You're going to take Isaac to a specific place. And there at that place is where you're going to make that offering unto me. You're going to give that offering unto me. Do you know that Moriah was the place where later Solomon would end up building the temple of God? It was the place where the temple of God would be built. It was the place where people would bring their offerings and people would bring their sacrifices unto the Lord. Listen, your giving should be through a special place of God's choosing. And we believe scripturally and biblically and so on that place is through the local New Testament church. That we bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord through the church. And we give them, and the church sends them out to do the work of God around the world. Number one, your faith promise offering is between you and God. Number two, you should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. Number three, your faith promise offering should be given through the church. What will we do to support world missions through the church and so on? Here's statement number four. Your faith promise offering for world missions. Number four, it should be given immediately and faithfully. It should be given immediately and faithfully. By that I mean we start to give it right away. We pray this week. We say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Tell me. I'm listening. Behold, here I am. I'm listening. God, tell me what you want. And God speaks to your heart. And God nudges your heart. And God shows you something to do. And you begin to give it. Immediately, faithfully. In Genesis 22 and verse number 3, the Bible says this, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Remember, they're having this conversation. God's speaking to Abraham, and Abraham says, I'm listening, God. And God says, Abraham, I want you to take your son. You're going to give your son as an offering unto me, as a sacrifice unto me. And what did Abraham do? He rose up right the next morning. He rose up early the next morning. He didn't say, hold on a minute, God, I can't afford to give up my son quite yet. Give me a few months, and then I can afford to give him up. Give me a little bit. I can't afford to give them up this year, next year. I wouldn't mind, but not right now. Lord, things are tight. You know, I don't got any other sons. Remember this son too, was how precious his son was? This is the seed of promise. This is Abraham and Isaac. Remember they were, Abraham and Sarah? Remember they were 99 and 89 years old when she conceived miraculously and gave birth to a child? Sarah hadn't been able to have a children, but God blessed them and God gave them this son. Remember, God had promised to make of Abraham a great nation, and now they finally have a son. They finally have that son, and now God is asking them to give him as an offering. This isn't a convenient time, God. This is a bad year. I can't afford to give up my son this year. I can't get involved in that quite yet. No, listen, when it comes to our faith promise offering for world missions, there will never be a good time if we just look at it from different perspectives. There's never a good time to give up your son. But listen, when God comes to us and he asks us to give an offering, God speaks to your heart and says, I want you to give this every week. I want you to give this amount from every paycheck. I want you to do this week by week and help reach the world with the gospel. We could always say, and Lord, it's a bad time for me to do that. I can't afford to quite do that. But it should be given immediately and it should be given faithfully. Abraham rose up early the next morning and went. He immediately began to do what the Lord told him to do. Your faith promise offering, number one, it's between you and who? God. It's between you and God. It's not between you and your pastor. It's not between you and so-and-so. It's between you and God. It's between this lady and God, and this man and God, and that young person and God, and that teenager and God. It's between you and God. Between you and God. Number two, you should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. It's not just about what I can figure out, this is what I can afford to do, but there could be some of that involved in some things, but it's not that at all. It's praying and saying, God, I want to do what you want me to do. God, help me to know what you want me to do, what you can use me to do, what you can do through me to help send the gospel out, to help send salvation out to the ends of the earth. You should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. Pray tonight. Pray this afternoon. Pray tomorrow. Pray on Tuesday. Pray on Wednesday. Keep the reminder someplace and pray. And pray this week and pray each day and say, Lord, I'm here. Behold, here I am. I'm listening. God, tell me what you want. You're speaking, God. I'm listening, God. Number three, your faith promise offering should be given through the church. God has always had a place where his giving should be done through. And number four, it should be given immediately and faithfully. It should be given immediately and faithfully. Number five, we might not understand how God will do it. Listen, we might not understand how God will do it, but we must obey and give to God the offering he has spoken to our heart and told us to give. We might not understand. You might not understand. How can I give this up? I can't afford to give that, God. We might not understand how God will do it, but we must obey and give to God the offering that he's spoken to our hearts to give. Again, look at verses 4 and 5. Look at Genesis 22, 4 and 5. The Bible says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And come again to you. We're going yonder to worship. Servants, you wait here. You stay with the mules. You stay with the donkeys. You stay here and take care of things. We'll be back. We're going yonder to worship. We're going yonder to give an offering unto the Lord. We're going yonder to make a sacrifice unto God. And we're going to worship God. But we will come again. Didn't God ask Abraham to do a hard thing? Didn't God ask Abraham to do a thing that would be very difficult for him to fathom and understand? Go and give my son as a sacrifice? Wait a minute, God. Wait a minute. I don't think I can do that. I can't do that. Eric, would you come here? Thank you, Isaac. Thank you so much. God, I'm not quite. I can't do that. God, you're asking me to give a hard thing. You're asking me to give up more than I think I can afford. Jessica, would you come here? Think, well, you know, God, I can't give up my son. Now I wouldn't mind giving up this one, but I can't give up my son, God. I can't give him up. God, you're asking me to give too much. God, what? $50 a week? Oh, I can't afford that. How in the world, God? Yeah, God might sometimes ask you to do something a little bit radical. A little bit more than you think you can afford to give. A little bit more than you're willing to give up. Oh, you wouldn't mind pulling out your $5 or pulling out your $10. I'll give that, God. But, oh, God, you can't ask me to give that much. God, but this is so precious to me. God, I need this. God, I can't afford to do this. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you. God, ask him to give something hard to understand. Go and give your son a sacrifice. But Abraham said something, didn't he? I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. We don't quite understand it all, but somehow in faith, Abraham believed that he would be returning with Isaac. Whether he'd be returning with a resurrected Isaac, well, you know, he didn't know. He couldn't have possibly understood it. People hadn't been raised from the dead before, but listen, all Abraham knew was, this is my son. This is the son that God gave us when we were old, and it was a miracle, and God's good promise to bless us and make of us a great nation. If God is asking me to give it, somehow I know he's going to take care of me. We might not understand how God will do it, but we must obey and give to God the offering that he's spoken to our heart to give. In verse 4, Abraham looked towards Mount Moriah. You know, the word Moriah means provided by God. The Bible says he just saw the place afar off. Far off. You know, when you're far off from something, you don't see things clearly. I mean, you can see things, but not distinctly and clearly like when you're close to it, right? We can be down on the other side of Lake Ontario and we can see the CN Tower, but you don't see it clearly, right? You don't see it clearly. Abraham, I'm sure, could not see it clearly and understand it all when God was asking, God, you want me to give my son? You want me to give what for an offering? I can't do that. I can't afford to do that. Maybe Abraham could not see it clearly, but he believed and trusted God. It might be the same way with your faith promise giving. You might not see clearly. You might not understand how God will provide all of your financial needs, but we must believe and trust God and obey what he's asked us to do. Statement number 6, your faith promise offering for world missions. Number 6, the offering comes from what we have. The offering comes from what we have. Look what the Bible says in verse 7. Look at it. The Bible says, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. He said, here am I, my son. He said, behold, the fire and the lamb, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac was to be that offering. God was speaking to Abraham, and asking him to give what he had. Asking him to give what he had. Abraham had no idea here what was eventually going to happen and what was going to take place. But listen, God was speaking to Abraham and saying, I want you to give what you have. It was something that Abraham had. It was something that Abraham loved that God was asking him to give. It was something that was within Abraham's touch, something that was within his reach. It was something within what God had given him the ability to do and so on, that God was asking him to give it up as an offering unto me. See, the offering comes from what we have. You know, God is not likely speaking to most of the people in this room this morning and saying, I want you to give $100,000 a week to World Missions. Because I doubt that people in this room would have $100,000 a week to give to World Missions for 52 weeks. I don't think he's going to speak to your heart. But you might say, God, if you'll give me that, I'll give it. That's not what the faith promise offering is about. It's about God speaking to us and asking us to give from what we do have. And what he asks us to give from what we have may even be something that kind of hurts a bit. It may even be something that we think, God, I can't afford to give up Isaac. God, I can't afford to give that much. No, God. But we've got all this planned, you know, and I need so much money for all of the things of life that I need to do. I can't afford to do that. The offering is going to come from what we have. It's going to come from what we have. Here's statement number 7. It will be provided by God. It will be provided by God. Look at verse number 8. Look with me. Listen. Genesis 22:8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Somehow in Abraham's faith, he believed that God would provide. Abraham had faith. Abraham trusted God that God would miraculously provide whatever Abraham needed. Somehow he believed. Somehow he thought that, you know, if I do go and I build this altar and I give Isaac as a sacrifice, somehow he's coming back with me. I don't know how, but God's going to provide. He's not going to ask me to give up something that I have and not replace it. Not, you know, he's promised to take care of me. He's promised to make of me a great nation. He's not going to take Isaac from me and not somehow give him back. And listen, with our faith promise offering, listen, we need to trust God that he's not going to ask us to give what we have and yet just leave us stranded. He doesn't do that. God will provide. God will take care of your needs. Abraham had faith, trusting God, and God did provide. I say this about your faith promise offering. It will be provided by God. I said statement number one, it is between you and God. Statement number two, you should pray and ask God to tell you what you should give each week. Number three, your faith promise offering should be given through the church. Number four, it should be given immediately and faithfully. Number five, we might not understand how God will do it, but we must obey and give to God the offering that he speaks to our heart and tells us to give. Number six, the offering will come from what we have. It won't just be, God, if somehow I get a big inheritance and so on, I don't give, Lord. No. He asks us to give what is maybe more painful sometimes and hard for us to give. He asks us to give from what we have. Number seven, it will be provided by God. Number eight, it should not be altered or changed, even when things look impossible. It should not be altered or changed, even when things look impossible. Look at Genesis chapter 22 and verse 9 and 10. Genesis 22 and verse 9 and 10. Look at it. Get in with me. The Bible says, and they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Eric, would you come here, please? Listen, it should not be altered or changed even when things look impossible. You lay down on the altar. It should not be altered. It should not be changed even when things look impossible. Can you scoot down that way more? All right. They go to Mount Moriah. They build an altar. They lay wood upon it. They prepare for a sacrifice. Isaac is bound and Isaac is laid there upon that altar. And Isaac goes and he grabs his dagger, he grabs his knife. And he goes and he takes his knife and he begins to raise up that knife to offer his son as a sacrifice to God. And he takes that knife and he raises it up in the air and he begins to bring that knife down. But wait a minute, something happens, doesn't it? God reaches out his hand. God stops him. God says, wait, Abraham, wait. Abraham went right to the end of doing what God wanted him to do. We understand that God provided a ram there in the thicket, but what did he do? Abraham was willing to give clearly what God asked him to give. He didn't alter it. He didn't change it when things looked impossible. He didn't, you know, begin out on that. Thank you, Isaac. You can go back. He didn't on the, you know, path and looking off towards Moriah. He didn't, you know, start to get closer and closer and think, come on, God. There's got to be, another road here. There's got to be a way you're going to make me do a U-turn, turn around, and go back. He went right to it. He went all the way to Moriah. He built that altar. He laid that wood. He bound his son. He laid him on that altar. He raised his knife. He went to the full of obeying God. He went to the full of obedience to God. Listen, our faith promise offering, it should not be altered or changed even when things look impossible. You should give your faith promise offering to God even when it looks like, oh, I don't know about this. Oh, what if something comes or a month comes and we think, no, God, I just can't do this anymore. God, it's too hard. I believe God wants to see us trust him. The test of our faith The test of our faith is us being willing to walk in obedience and follow in obedience to what the Lord God puts on our heart to do and what the Lord asks us to do in the Scriptures. And God, I will do it and I will trust you. And God, I may not understand. I may not see how it's all going to work out. I don't see the final thing in God, but I'm going to trust you. I believe in you. And I will obey you, God. Listen, our faith promise offering should not be altered or changed even when things look impossible. You know what that is? That's a clear demonstration of faith in God. It's not faith in God to, well, I'm just going to sort of go halfway. It's not going to be faith in God to, well, I'll just fill up that card. It's not that faith in God to, well, I'll do it for a couple weeks and then, I can't do it anymore. No, it's going to be faith in God that I will do it and I will make my promise to God. I will exercise my faith in God and I will do it for 52 weeks and I will give that unto the Lord and I will trust the Lord for what He can do in my life. Exercise your faith. Demonstrate your faith in God. Your faith promise offering for world missions, number 9. God will, just 64 more to go. No. Number 9, listen. God will provide your need after you give your faith promise offering. That's the way God works. He wants to see you prove your faith. You reach out to faith in Him. And He will do it. You come to Him in faith. He will do it. You come asking. He will do it. You step out in obedience. He will do it. God will provide your need after you give your faith promise offering. Look what the Bible says there in verses 11 to 13. Genesis 22, verse 11 to 13. It says, and the angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. You've proven your faith. You've shown that you fear God. You've shown your willingness to obey God. He says, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Abraham didn't alter or change. He didn't step back or say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. He went to the full of obedience to God, proving his faith in God. And the angel said that. I know that you're willing to do what I ask. But what did God do? God stepped in and provided. God provides after He sees our obedience. Our step of faith is what must come first, and then God will provide for you. God will provide. Statement number 10, faith promise giving will increase your faith. Faith promise giving will increase your faith. Look at verse number 12. Faith promise giving will increase your faith. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. See, Abraham's faith was increased. Abraham's faith was strengthened. Abraham's faith was proved. You know something? Faith promise giving will prove God in your life and it will strengthen and increase your faith. From year to year, what will happen? Your faith will grow. Your faith will increase as you take little steps of faith. As you take steps of faith and you say, God, show me what you want me to do. I'm listening. Here I am. And you listen to God and He speaks to your heart and you say, Lord, I'll do it. Make that promise to God, and you begin to do it each week, and you do it faithfully every week. Your faith will grow. Your faith will grow. If you do what God asks, your faith will grow. I was somewhere around 15, 16 years old when our church began for the first time to have Faith Promise Missions conferences. The church gave to missions before, but not in the same way, and began to hold Faith Promise Missions conferences and so on. And I got involved there as a teenager. I worked a job. When I was teenagers, I worked at Ponderosa, if any of you remember what that was. Worked at Ponderosa. And then I worked at Harvey's and Swiss Chalet and places like that. Delivered the Toronto Star newspaper in the morning. I had an income. I heard about the need to send the gospel to the ends of the earth, and God spoke to my heart. And I made a promise there as a teenager to begin giving. the Lord laid something on my heart. And again, you know, I'm a teenager. I didn't have bills to pay and so on. And so I began to give. Gave that every week. Well, now in my life, that's been, you know, 20, you know, at least 27 years ago. Almost 30 years ago that year by year, God has increased my faith. And what the Lord would ask me to do now and what God has me to do now for faith promise giving is has grown. Because there's been 30 years of testing my faith. There's been 30 years of proving my faith. And God may ask me to do something different than He asked you to do it, who's making this decision for the first time, or this commitment to the Lord for the first time, or the fifth time, or whatever, or maybe the third time you've tried, third time you failed, but hey, you know, God's asking you, and God will speak to all of us different. I'm just saying that, listen, my faith has grown, my faith has increased, because there's been almost 30 years of seeing God prove His faithfulness, and having God speak to my heart, and my deciding, okay, I'm going to obey You, God. I'm going to give what You asked me to give. I'm going to do what You want me to do. God, show me, speak to me. And as I've given, God has always taken care of me. God has always proved Himself faithful. You know what faith promise giving does? It increases your faith. Shouldn't we have a greater faith in God? You know, wouldn't we like to have a growing faith? Wouldn't it like to be, you see your faith grow, that, you know, my faith glorifies God. My faith is pleasing to God. The way that I'm living, it glorifies God. The just shall live by faith. You know, faith is not just about your salvation. Faith is not just about you getting saved and believing in God. Faith is about how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live by faith in God. Faith promise giving will increase your faith. Statement number 11, we're almost done. Listen close if you would, this is so important. Number 11, your faith promise offering for world missions. Number 11, it gets the attention of God and obligates Him to meet your need. It gets the attention of God and obligates Him to meet your need. Look what the Bible says in verse number 14. Verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Listen, it gets the attention of God and obligates God to meet your needs. You know what that place became for Abraham? Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. You know what Jehovah Jireh means? God our provider. God our provider. Listen, God will meet your needs. Abraham was always able to look back and say and see and remember when God tested my faith, when God spoke to me, when God asked me to do a hard thing, when God asked me to give up far more than I could really afford to give. I can't afford to give up my son. But God asked me to give up a hard thing and, oh, God provided. I remember Moriah. I remember how we went. I remember some of the trepidation and the fear in my heart and in my mind. But we went and we took the wood and we built the altar and I laid Isaac there. And I was willing to slay my son because God had asked it. But remember when I heard the angel, this voice just spoke to me. And then I heard a ram, bah, bah, whatever noise they make. Angel said, God has seen. God knows your faith. God knows that you're willing. Took that ram instead and they offered that. Listen, it gets the attention of God and it obligates God to meet your needs. God is the provider. God is the provider. We don't have time to talk about it, but the church at Philippi, it got their attention when they got interested in missions, when they helped to send Paul to Thessalonica and Berea and Athens and Corinth to take the gospel. That's why Paul said, my God shall supply all your need. Because the church at Philippi and the Christians at Philippi, they were helping to send Paul to preach the gospel in other cities and other places. The book of Acts shows us that. Philippians shows us that. Corinthians shows us that. that church got God's attention, those Christians got God's attention, that God would meet their needs because they were involved in missions giving. Here's statement number 12, last statement. Your faith promise giving leaves you with wonderful memories of God's provision for you. Faith promise giving leaves you with wonderful memories of God's provision for you. Genesis 22:14, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. God our provider. God our provider. God will see to it. God will take care of you. He'll provide for you. You know, God has met the needs of my family abundantly over the years as we've given to missions. God has met the needs of our church abundantly as we've given to missions. God has many times in many ways taken care of our church wonderfully because He is faithful. When I was preaching in the Dominican, one of the Haitian pastors, we had some times where they were sharing some testimonies, and one of the pastors there talked about how when we'd been there the previous year, it had helped their church to realize we got to get involved in missions. And so their people started giving to missions and so on, and this pastor testified that there came a time of the year where the pastor felt like, we can't do this. Our church needs money. Our church needs this. And the pastor said he felt so tempted. He so much wanted to just take those missions offerings, that money that the people and were giving to missions to, you know, help support some church planters and so on. So much felt like, oh, we've got to keep this for ourselves. And he wrestled with it in his heart and mind, but he finally was just like, okay, God, we're going to give it. We said we're going to give it. We'll give it to missions. And they made it, and they sent it off. He sent it off to the church planters and so on that they were helping. And he said that the very next week, very next Monday or Tuesday, there came a check in the mail for, you know, I forget what it was, but, you know, several hundred dollars that was enough to take care of their church's needs. And that's a big deal to them. That's a lot of money to them. Listen, God did provide. He talked about that not once, but twice. How another time later in the year. And this pastor gave different illustrations and told about how, again, they were tempted. But God did, and God stepped in, and God took care. Do you think that pastor is ever going to turn back now? No. Why? Because he's got a Mount Moriah moment. He's got a Jehovah Jireh mountain. He's got a place that it was a Moriah. It was a place where God said, this is what you ought to do, and this is what your church needs to do, and you need to get involved in missions, and I'm asking you to give this. But, you know, in the midst of his thinking, I don't know, God, I don't know if we can do this. When he did obey, when he did say, God, we're going to do it, we're going to keep our promise, it became no longer Moriah, but a Jehovah Jireh. God will see to it. God will provide. God will take care of us. And God wants it to be that way in your life. God wants it to be that way for our church. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Your faith promise giving will leave you with wonderful memories of God's provision. There are two absolute essentials, two things we must have in our faith promise giving in order to experience God's provision, and that's faith. We must have faith, right? The faith is the I believe. Faith is something that comes from the heart. I'll trust you, God. I'll trust you. I believe, God. There needs to be a willingness there to trust in the Lord. There must be a willingness to say, I'm going to put God's name on the line. I'm going to put God to the test. Listen, you promise in your word that you'll provide. Okay, God, I'm going to test you. I want to prove you. You can test my faith. I want to prove your faithfulness, God. There must be a faith. There must be an I believe, God. There must be I'm willing to trust you, God. We must have faith and we must have obedience. Obedience. The obedience is the I do. The obedience is I'm going to put it into action. The obedience is I'm going to do it right away on April, first Sunday of April, and the second Sunday of April. And you know, when I go to Niagara Falls on the third week of April, I'll give it the week before or the week after, but I'm going to do it. There's the I'm going to do it. There's the action. There's the proof of what we believe. There's the obeying what God has asked us to do. And there's that keeping our promise to God for 52 weeks. Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, I want to obey you. Lord, I want there to be a Mount Moriah. I want there to be a Jehovah Jireh. God, I want you to prove yourself. We must have faith. We must have obedience. Verse 7 said, Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide. God will provide. God will provide. Abraham was looking to God to provide the sacrifice of what he by faith had already promised to give. Abraham was looking to God to provide the sacrifice of what he by faith had already promised to give. By faith, we promise God. By faith, we are willing to say, God, I'll give from what I have. God, whatever you speak to my heart about doing, whatever you ask me to do, Lord, I'll do it. And sometimes God will speak to your heart and you say, that's crazy, God, I can't do that. But if you believe that it's God telling you what he wants you to do, be willing to do it. I challenge you to do it. Go to Mount Moriah. As painful as it may be, walk with that thing to Mount Moriah. Grab that offering envelope and walk to Mount Moriah. Say, God, I'm going to go to Mount Moriah this week. I'm going to go to Mount Moriah on April 14th. I'm going to go to Moriah on April 21st. Say, God, turn it into a Jehovah Jireh place for me. Provide, God. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to obey you. Whatever happens, I'm going to do what you speak to my heart about doing. There must be faith and then a willingness to obey what God asks us to do. Let's pray together.